From Greenwich to Danbury, Wilton to Westport, Fairfield County Talk Radio is here to help serve the community.
Welcome, I'm Lisa Wexler. We're in Orem's Diner this morning, and welcome to A Cup of Joe Political Show. This is produced by Shark Creative. It's made possible by a variety of local sponsors, including Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, Georgetown Orthodontics with offices in Reading and Norwalk, Art and Builders, and our newest sponsor, Dagny's Real Estate Boutique of Fairfield County. I'm Lisa Wexler, and this morning we're going to have an opportunity to get to know Deb McFadden. Deb is running for first electman here in Wilton. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. And you're running as a Democrat. I should let everybody know because
absolutely,
this is a highly political time, and people want to know the label attached to everything. So, Deb, let's get to know you a little bit. How long have you lived in Wilton?
About 22 years.
Okay.
It's a great community.
Well, I've lived in a street that has some of the houses in Wilton. I'm literally the last street in Westport for 30 years.
Wow.
So Wilton is where I've done all my shopping because I just make a right instead of a left and go down 33. It's much easier for
me. We appreciate you coming to Wilton.
Of course I do. I'm a member of the Wilton Y for many years. And you've lived here 22 years. And tell us a little bit about your family. Are you married? Are you single? Do you have children?
I am married to a wonderful man, Jack McFadden. He's just stepped down as the Kiwanis president and active in a number of the community organizations.
Then I must have met him because I'm a big Kiwanian in Weston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, he does go to the Weston events.
They're always
he loves
coming.
To go to Weston.
They're always coming to Weston on Saturday mornings. This is the middle of the pumpkin situation.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And he's involved with a lot of organizations in town, the Y and the Wilton Interfaith Council and our church. And so he's very engaged in the community as well. There are four McFadden children. The oldest has two of our grandchildren, Rebecca, and then we have Andrew, who lives in Moscow with two of our other grandchildren.
Wow, that must
then
be a rough commute.
We have, unfortunately, we don't see him a
That's
lot.
What I mean, yeah.
And Joey is a junior at Ithaca College, defensive lineman as well. And then we unfortunately lost Melissa to leukemia.
Oh,
and
so
we are, next month we'll be celebrating 20 years since we lost her. She passed when she was a senior at Wilton High School.
What a heartbreak. I'm so sorry, Deb.
But we continue to advocate for the developmentally disabled. She had Down syndrome. And those with Downs. Those with Downs are more inclined to have leukemia.
Wow.
And so we continue to be advocates with organizations like STAR.
My daughter was a manager of a group home for ableists for a year.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which does what STAR does.
Yes.
So we're also pretty involved with that community. It's a beautiful thing.
Since we are no longer parents of somebody with special needs, we continue to be advocates.
That's wonderful. So you've been busy raising this incredible family. And tell me about your life in politics here in Wilton.
Well, I've been involved with the Wilton Democratic Town Committee for over 20 years and have served in a variety of positions there, including as chair, and helped other candidates. And I always said that I had to focus on my family first. And as my family matured, people kept tapping me on the shoulder saying, it's time for you to run instead of supporting other candidates.
Is this your first time running for first electman?
No, it's not. I ran in 2015 when the seat was open, and I was already on the Board of Selectmen, so I had to make a choice. Do I run for re-election to stay on the board that I'm already on, or do I run for first? So in 2015, I ran, and I lost. Had to wait 2 years to run in 2017 to get back on the board where I had already been. And now it's 2 years later, and I'm able to run to try one more time to be first select woman of Wilton.
And so you are going to be giving up your selectman seat if you don't win.
No, I'm in a unique position in that because I was elected in 2017, and it's a four-year term, I'm on the Board of Selectmen, win or lose.
I see.
It's just a question of which chair am I going to be sitting in.
So the town is stuck with you, Deb.
They are.
They are.
Absolutely.
Stuck with you. But it's a question of your leadership role.
Yes.
Okay. So, and is the first selectman in Wilton a two- or a four-year term?
Four-year.
Four-year. So same as Westport. because every town seems to differ a little bit. Norwalk is still two years.
We used to be 2 years, but our last charter revision, we modified it to 4 years.
Now, so for those listening, it really is a labyrinth to understand each particular town's way in which we self-govern.
Yes.
And in Wilton, you have a board of 5 selectmen, correct?
Correct.
So explain a little bit about the dynamics of running the town. How does it work here in Wilton?
Well, the first select woman position is like a mayor. And I've lived in other states in the United States. They don't use the term selectman.
I know. It's New Englandy.
It's yes. And so just think of a mayor.
Right.
And in different towns, the position varies. In some towns, there's also a city manager who really does the running of the community. But in Wilton, the first selectman position is really like the city manager. So it covers both the managerial responsibilities in addition to the political responsibilities.
So it's a hands-on job.
Absolutely.
So it's similar to Westport or Norwalk, but dissimilar to Weston, for example, which has a town manager.
Correct.
Okay. And is it paid? Is it a paid position?
It's a full-time paid position.
And what is the salary?
It's about $139,000.
Okay, so also similar to Westport, same range. And Wilton has, what, about 18,000 people?
Mm-hmm. Approximately, yes.
18,000 people. So, Deb, you've lived here 22 years. You've been an active member of the community for all of this time. If you become the leader, if you become the first selectman here in Wilton, what will you do differently than Lynn Vanderslice has been doing?
Well, I really think that you can't cut your way to prosperity. She's been focused on budget cutting. And fiscal responsibility is also about growing the economic pie. And so I would be focused on not only making sure we keep our expenses down, but also looking at how we can do some economic development, we can grow things. I want to focus on vision. Who is Wilton? And how can we market our story and promote ourselves and be more assertive in Fairfield County about what we have to offer here?
Okay.
I think we also need to be more inclusive and be more engaging of the citizenry and take our vision that we collaborate on jointly and broaden our reach in Fairfield County.
Well, Wilton over the last 10 or 15 years has seen an enormously changed downtown. You have many more apartments that are walkable distance. It's very pedestrian friendly to a lot of people who want to live and walk to town. But I would imagine that Wilton faces some of the same empty storefront issues that every other town in America is facing. So how would you propose to incentivize people to come to Wilton?
First of all, we need to gather the stakeholders together and have a conversation, because it's not about me dictating as an individual what should be done. It's about a collaboration and working together with people about their ideas, because whenever you work together, the end product is always more robust and a better product. And so I do have some ideas of things we can do in terms of marketing. Heavens, we have a river that runs through our town center, and most other communities don't have an asset like that. Mm-hmm. I think we can do more to enhance that. And
well, Shanks Preserve, a lot of it's just been cut down. That's good and bad, I suppose. I walk there every Sunday morning, so I know it rather well.
We have a committee that's working on looking at things we can do there on Shanks Island to make it more user-friendly and
well, different
opportunities.
Well, it depends who the user is.
Yes.
I think that's a conversation.
It is.
Because
it
since
is.
You've cut down so much, it's a problem for some of the dogs because they can now see a sight line to go to town. So they don't really have the freedom they used to have. My dog's always on leash, but a lot of dogs are not always on leash. And they're very well-behaved dogs, don't get me wrong. They're not dangerous to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they now see a sight line across the street makes it a little bit more scary.
It's a different situation.
It's a different situation.
Yes.
What did that come from, Deb? How come that was done?
They're looking at doing kind of a plan of what can be done there. They have a group of citizens and different people that have come together to have a conversation. They were also doing some work in the river. And I think when they had to bring in their equipment to do the work in the river, it was led by Trout Unlimited. to improve the quality of the river for fishing. They had to do some of that to get their equipment in, and there were a variety of different reasons. But we can improve Wilton in a variety of ways, looking at small businesses, our larger businesses. Wilton's unique in the fact that on a daily basis, more people commute into Wilton to work than commute out. So we need to continue to build the job bases here so that we would like people to have the opportunity to live and work in our community and bring their businesses here.
We're chatting with Deb McFadden. You know, one of the things I thought Wilton had done and I found that they didn't do, and I wish that they did because I'd like you to lead on this as a former planning and zoning person. I had heard that Wilton was toying with the idea for single-family home development of creating a design envelope in which if you, let's say, were to develop an acre, on the inside of the acre you could do what you wanted, but that there would be an envelope, a border around it, where you would not be able to disturb the trees. And the reason for that was obviously privacy to your neighbor, as a lot of these homes are developed and they just clear-cut so much of the land. But then I heard that you didn't do it. And I was wondering, as a real planning and zoning freak, how you felt about continuing to preserve open space. What are your values with respect to leading in that respect here in Wilton?
I'm a very green person. I'm very fond of open space. We have a lot of places that are just open, and they're in a variety. We have meadows, we have forests, we have the Norwalk River Valley Trail,
which
the NRVT.
Which is phenomenal.
And so there's a lot of places where people in the community, both in Wilton, we have people coming from the whole area that come and hike our trails. We have the town forest, and so green is very important. I am not running for planning and zoning, so that is the responsibility of planning and zoning commission.
So you don't think a first selectman would be leading on something like that?
We can lead on a lot of issues. I look to lead on building our new master plan. We've just finished our POCD, the Plan of Conservation and Development, where we talk about what our community should be for the next 10 years.
Well, that would be a place to put in some kind of a design
absolutely.
Envelope.
Yes, absolutely. And it's done as a community, not as one individual. And yes, we can lead in having these conversations. And one of the other things we're looking to do is having an architectural review board.
You don't have one?
We've never had one. We have one for historic districts specifically, but not community-wide.
You know,
and for we have things for
the town center.
They usually
don't have much teeth,
but
they're respected.
We are working because we see it as a collaborative process to allow a developer who wants to come in to sit down and have a friendly conversation before they start the project. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can work out some disagreements before things escalate, shall we say. It's easier to start at the beginning with a friendly conversation. And so that's the kind of things we're looking to do. And also, we look to diversify the types of housing options that are available in Wilton.
Tell me what you mean.
So if you are a millennial, an empty nester, a senior citizen, and you are no longer interested in living in your four-bedroom, two-acre colonial, and you want to step down to perhaps a condo in the town center that's walkable, we need to provide more options.
Well, you already have quite a few that are right there. You've got Avalon, Wilton Commons. You've got the Ogden House, which is an amazing place.
There's a difference between places like Wilton Commons and Ogden House, which are congregant living in a different way, to some place that a 20-something might want to
come. Like Avalon.
Yeah. So we need to look for opportunities for owning and renting and for different types of population to come. And as you said, more people are interested in walkability, and we have that opportunity in our town center. And so we need to look to more ways to meet the needs of different segments of our population.
We're chatting with Deb McFadden. I'm Lisa Wexler, and you're listening to A Cup of Joe. This is from the great Orem's Diner, the one and only right here on the corner of 33 and 7. And this program is produced by Shark Creative. It's made possible by Wilton Chamber of Commerce. Good Morning Wilton, which should be in your inbox if it isn't already there. Georgetown Orthodontics with offices in Reading and Norwalk. Art and Building Builders and Dagny's Real Estate Boutique of Fairfield County. So, Deb, did you ever have a profession in addition to raising your family and being so active in community service here in Wilton? Did you ever do any other working work, you know, for...
Absolutely. I used to live out west before I came to Connecticut, and I worked for the mayor, actually two different mayors of Salt Lake City. And so I've worked in municipal government before and have extensive experience.
You can eat off the floor of Salt Lake City. I've never seen such a clean place in my life.
It is a beautiful community, and it's a major city. And so I was a problem solver troubleshooter for the mayor, and I worked on enhancing citizen participation, and I worked on a lot of different issues.
Did you grow up there?
No, I actually grew up in upstate New York.
So how did you come to Salt Lake City, Deb?
Because I graduated from Utah State University.
Oh.
I have a degree in journalism and political science.
How did you get to Utah State from upstate New York?
I had a brother who was coming out of the military after the Vietnam War with some military benefits, and he was going to be attending there, and he said, you ought to consider looking at Utah State.
That's amazing. I don't even know of that school. That's extraordinary.
So I have experience in municipal government. I've also managed a business. I was a manager of a tutorial school in McLean, Virginia, and I've had other working experience. I am currently the business development director for a company that does internet and cybersecurity training and services.
Right now?
Right now. I've also worked for a local company where I was doing a lot of the management and promotion of a emergency management company, consulting firm.
If you win as first selectman, will you give up those other careers for now to
Absolutely.
Focus on this full-time?
I've already had a conversation with my current situation and said November 6th, we need to sit down and talk about my exit strategy.
So, Deb McFadden, let me ask you this. The political affiliations in Wilton have been moving in a very solidly pro-democratic direction, and like much of other Fairfield County. Do you see that the national politics have any place in a local election one way or another? How do you view that?
Well, you are right in that things are shifting. When I first came to Wilton years ago, we had a huge difference, a couple thousand difference between Republicans and Democrats. And that has shrunk to about a difference of about 100 registered voters between Republicans
and
Democrats.
Which is meaningless in a municipal election with low turnout.
Right.
It's just about your turnout.
Right. And it's absolutely about turnout. And I think that's what we really need to focus on in reminding people how important local elections are, that they really need to come out and participate. The people that have these local offices make decisions that impact people on a very personal level. It's things like potholes and schools and things that impact them in a meaningful way. So we invite everybody to come out and participate in the election on November the 5th.
Thank you, Deb. It's a pleasure to get to know you, Deb McFadden.
Well, it's been a delight to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about how wonderful Wilton is and how we can make it a better community.
It is a fantastic town. It's a great town. Good luck in November.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Up next, we're going to chat with two members of the, we're going to chat with Cece. What's Cece's
name? Cece Maher and Ross Tartell.
And Cece is currently on the Board of Finance.
Yes.
But she's running to be on the Board of Selectmen. And is Ross...
on the Fire Commission.
And he's also running to be on the Board of Selectmen.
Absolutely. Okay. We're running as a slate. We have the most incredible slate of candidates who are highly qualified, and we have a joint vision of what we can do together.
All right, so we're going to hear more about it coming right up.
Thanks.
Lisa Wexler. Stay tuned.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've let the
their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Check out the upcoming events tab on FairfieldCountyTalkRadio.com for where we'll be next. Let us know how we can help your next event. Call 1-866-SHARK-99.
Hi, this is Lisa Wexler. Good morning. And we are bringing to you live a Cup of Joe political show from Orem's Diner, the one and only best place to get scrambled eggs every single morning and every single evening, incidentally. And this show is produced by Shark Creative. It's made possible by Wilton Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Wilton, which comes into your inbox every morning. Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, Art and Builders, and Dagny's Real Estate Boutique of Fairfield County. This morning, we're getting to know some people who are running for the Board of Selectmen here in Wilton. And joining us now is Cece Marr, who is currently on the Board of Finance. But Cece, you've decided to run for the Board of Selectmen.
Yes, I did.
So I want to hear about that. How long have you been on the Board of Finance?
I've been on the Board of Finance now for about a year, coming up
only
on a year.
Only 1 year.
Yes. It was an appointed position when someone stepped back.
Okay.
So
you filled a vacancy. You've been on the board. Have you liked being on the board?
I found it to be a very interesting and instructive experience.
Well, that's not liking.
No, it's not liking. I think that is the origin of my decision to move to run for the Board of Selectmen, because what I found was a non-collegial and collaborative environment, and I wanted to change that. I want to help change the nature of the town to be more collaborative, more engaging, more community focused, and more community listening to what the people of Wilton want.
And you think you can do that better from the Board of Selectmen than sticking with the Board of Finance?
I do. I do, because I think that the Board of Finance has a very narrow window that they look at the town through. And the budget. That's it. And the Board of Selectmen has a much broader view across the town, across the Board of Ed, across the Board of Finance. Although the Board of Finance handles the financial side of things,
yes,
the Board of Selectmen helps set the direction for the town.
So the Board of Selectmen is presenting, in Wilton, is the Board of Selectmen presenting the entire budget, or are they only presenting the town budget and the Board of Ed presents its other budget? How
Correct.
Does it work in Wilton?
You've got it exactly right.
Okay. And how much of a percentage of the overall budget is the town versus the Board of Ed?
It's actually quite small. So in comparison,
less than 50%.
Absolutely, because the Board of Board of Education budget is over $80 million.
Okay.
And then the town budget is just a very small part of that. Not part of that, but part
like
of
another
the total.
What, 20 million? Is it 20%? Something like that?
That's one of the things I'm going to be spending a lot more time on.
Okay. So you're not exactly sure about the pie yet.
Well, here's the other part of it. My strength in my background is in the people side of things.
Oh, tell me about yourself.
So I am a trained social worker.
Oh, okay.
And I most recently stepped down from person to person as a CEO. I retired.
Big job.
It was a big job.
Give us a little plug for person to person.
Sure.
It's an amazing organization.
It is an amazing organization. And it provides food, clothing, and financial assistance for 25,000 people in Fairfield County. And I grew that organization with the help of volunteers and the board from $4 million to $14 million.
That's the time amazing. That
I was there. But what's important about that, and this is what I think I can bring to Wilton, is the vision for how do we live in this time period. I love Wilton. My husband grew up here. I've been here for 30 years, raised my children here. But I know that we're falling behind.
Why do you say that?
We're falling
way?
Behind in that we are not attractive to millennials. They don't think to come here.
They don't want the beautiful open spaces and the trees?
It's not that they don't want that, because they love the outdoors. They're very focused on, you know, exercise and being outside. But there are certain amenities that we do not offer.
What would you like to see Wilton be?
Well, one of the things, what would I like to see it be? I would like to see it welcome to all generations. I'd love to stop the flow outward of our seniors who have given so much time and energy and really helped create
the town. But CC, we're chatting with CC Marbot. How much more development would you like to see up Route 7?
I'm not talking about Route 7.
So what would you like to see? Are you talking about changing the zoning from 1 and 2 acres to something else?
I think that that's a pretty far reach at this point. I think what I'm talking about is looking at, and I heard Deb say, and I agree with her 100%, we need to have the community part of this conversation. And I think we did last year on the Board of Finance, there was a survey that was done that spoke to what people in Wilton care about. It was actually quite a good survey.
What did it tell you?
And it said they're concerned about the schools. They want the schools. Most people move here for that.
Okay.
So we definitely...
That's still a priority.
Always a priority.
Okay.
But the other piece that it said is people are concerned about taxes, the grand list, about being able to stay in town.
Well, everybody wants it all, Cece. What else is new?
Of course.
Everybody wants the highest quality education for the lowest dollar.
Of course, Lisa.
Of course.
Because we're human beings.
Absolutely.
Right. But what I don't think we've been looking at is where is Wilton in our reference group.
Okay.
So if you look at having worked at Person to Person and been part of an overview of 7 towns that I worked in.
Yes.
I've seen what other towns have done.
So give me a specific
to move
example.
For the future. Well, okay, let's look at Darien,
okay.
What they've done. And let's look at Westport, what they've done.
So tell me.
So that reworking of the downtown, especially around the Bandshell and the library, that is very inclusive. It's a place that draws people into the center. We don't have anything like that. And when you look at Darien, they've redone redevelopment on one half of Route 1. They're planning redevelopment on the other half of Route 1. And what that's creating along a corridor similar to what we have here in 7,
yeah.
They're creating a center for a town. When I first started working there, there were empty storefronts everywhere. And now there aren't. And it is a very vibrant, engaging town that's a destination where people can will even more.
So I'm thinking of Wilton. I know it so well. I walk through it all the time. I find it more walkable to some extent than Darien, for sure, because when you're there as a pedestrian, you feel very safe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a post road to contend with. But it's still charming and quaint. So, but tell me in your vision, CC, how would you do it? What are you seeing specifically that would change?
Well, that's a really big conversation that I am. So here's the thing. When I was working and I had a vision, I then made it happen. So I created 3 different sites. We had one, and working together with everyone there, we made it, turned it into 3, including a mobile food pantry on wheels that goes out, and because of that, we're now giving out, their person's giving out 500,000 food for 500,000 more meals. So the way I see downtown Wilton becoming, with input from everyone, is a place that is family friendly, that has an outdoor space, that is a gathering site for the community. I'm not talking about the gazebo. The gazebo's lovely, but it's sort of an empty space in terms of it's used for events, and then some people may sit in the gazebo, but for the most part, is it a gathering place where people take their coffee and sit outside and have their kids? And it isn't. So while you're right, Wilton is walkable, and I love the town, but there is more that we can do. And I heard you reference walking your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm a big dog walker.
Right. And so a lot of people speak about, why don't we have a dog park in town?
Well, you don't really need a dog park
in
town.
Okay, well, some people think we do. Okay.
Well,
so there
as somebody
again,
who walks three different trails in Wilton all the time, I'm going to tell you it is one of the most dog-friendly towns there is. You've got the Norwalk River Valley Trail. That's the one off of 106 to the left and right, which is fabulous.
Correct. I know.
You've got the Merwin Meadows Trail, which is amazing. And you've got, you know, Shanks Park.
Shanks Island.
Shanks Island.
Right.
And they're all phenomenal.
They are. You're absolutely correct. And
you're talking about a place to let dogs free and play with each other.
Correct.
Well, that's a different kind of a thing.
Another gathering place.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's what I'm speaking to.
Well, good luck doing that. Ask the people in Weston how that's working out for them.
Okay.
You have any
idea
how much litigation they have over trying to do it in Weston?
I am not promoting the dog park.
I'm not saying talking against it or for it myself.
Right. What I'm saying is gathering places for people in Wilton.
I hear you.
That is okay. the living room of the or the den of
in many ways
Wilton.
The Y has served that function.
It has, but for people who are members.
No, it's a good point.
What about the rest of the town?
It's a very good point. Okay. All right. What part of Wilton do you live in, Cece?
I live on Sturgis Ridge, right over by Weston.
Oh, I know where that is. I used to live on Basking Ridge Road.
Oh, well, there you
that's
go.
That's right there, right off of Sturgis. That's a beautiful part of town.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. Well, there's very little that isn't lovely.
Well, that's true. That's why we're here.
Very lucky. Very lucky to be here. Cece Marr, good luck.
Thank you very much,
Very
Lisa.
Nice to get to know
nice
you.
Nice to get to
very
know
nice
you as well.
Very nice to get to know
Take
you.
Take care.
Okay. We're gonna come right up. Ross Tartell is joining us. Ross, come on over. Ross is here. We're at Orm's Diner. I'm Lisa Wexler. So, Ross Tartell, you even have a card. I'm so impressed.
Yes, I
Democratic
have two cards.
Candidate for Board of Selectmen. Look how professional. Vision, collaboration, and transparency. Nice to meet you. Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
So, Ross, you're on the Fire Commission. Is that right?
I've spent 5 years on the Fire Commission.
What does the Fire Commission do?
Well, there are three fire commissioners in Wilton, and our job is to really be the interface between the town and then the fire department.
That's really cool. I don't even think we have one in Westport.
Westport, I'm sure, has a fire commission.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
You have a very good fire department.
We have an amazing fire department.
Yes.
I don't think we have a fire commission. I'm there 30 years. I've been in a lot of different parts of government.
Well, someone has to set the stage and set the strategy for what happens in the town.
I think it's the Board of Selectmen.
It could be. Could be. I know in Ridgefield that the Board of Selectmen doubles as a fire commission.
Interesting. So, and have you enjoyed your time?
It's been great. Can you imagine being in charge of a well-trained, dedicated group of guys who's lived to run into burning houses and save lives? I mean, how could you go wrong with that?
Is it volunteer or combination volunteer professional?
Wilton has a fully paid fire department so that when you call up, they are there and ready to go. They don't have to leave work.
Okay.
It's an amazing group of people and an amazing service to the town.
So, Ross, now you want to be part of the 5-member Board of Selectmen.
That's correct.
And tell me how you envision your role if you get elected.
Well, I don't see that the role will be so different. What will be different is the focus of that role. So what you've had is a Board of Selectmen and a leadership in town that I think has been very reactive. That hasn't really looked out with vision over the next 20 to 25 years. And I think that's what I bring to the party. I've spent my professional career helping people understand what they need to do, find common ground, create a vision, then go forward. So I spent 18 years at Pfizer. I ran leadership development for North America.
Well, that's a big
then
job.
Then I went to GE, did similar work at GE Capital. I've been teaching at Columbia now for 22 years. I teach a course called Data-Based Interventions, which it's on the graduate level. It's in the Organizational Behavior School. And it's all about how to use data to drive strategic change.
You mean facts?
Actual facts.
That's a shock, Ross.
Well, there's two
you
types
You mean not
of,
just opinion?
Well, there's two parts to that. One is it's very important to have facts because that helps you understand reality, but it's also really important to have a way to look at the facts because how you use the facts then creates your reality.
Well, that's true. Numbers don't stand alone. They're not in a vacuum.
That's correct.
That's right.
And how you shift those numbers make
a
difference.
Yes, absolutely. So I would imagine, Ross Tartell, that a big part of your life has been spent thinking about how you shape arguments to persuade people. If you're teaching leadership, one of the main aspects of being a leader is having other people sign on to your vision.
That's correct.
In a voluntary, inspirational way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you think you're going to bring to the Board of Selectmen, huh?
So what I bring to the Board of Selectmen are a couple of different things beyond that.
Okay.
One is around how do you build collaboration, because you don't get commitment, you don't empower people unless they've been heard and they feel like they've got some skin in the game. So that's part of how you do that, how you work that through. The second piece is around the use of data. We did a nice survey in terms of collecting data about what people care about for the future in Wilton.
Mm-hmm.
But then how you think about that data and how you deploy it is very important. So, for instance, when the Board of Finance looked at the school system, how they set the endpoints for number of students in the school is very important. If you go back to 2000, the numbers of people in our schools haven't changed so radically.
Okay.
If you go to 2009, when my son graduated from Wilton High School, that was the largest graduating class in the history of Wilton.
Okay.
You use that as an endpoint, suddenly we look like we're decreasing in school population radically.
Right. No, it's true. So your starting point makes a very big difference.
That's right.
And that's why you have to have big picture. You have to look at trends.
You need trends, you need strategy, and you need to have, you know, when you're having a vision, you need to pick a point on the horizon, and then you navigate towards that. And that's what we need to do in order to create a town that is the best town it can possibly be and stay as one of the top-tier towns in Connecticut.
You know, Ross Tartell, it's interesting you should say that, because having lived in Westport for 30 years and been very active in town government over that time, I have seen, and I get what you mean about endpoint. That's a really good point. Because what happens is, in a reactive way, boards of ed in particular, they'll look at a 2009 and they'll say, we have to create our entire school system based upon the highest possible amount of kids here. And that has a huge impact on the taxes, on the infrastructure of hiring teachers that then you have to pay pensions for forever. And then when the school system shrinks, people panic. They don't know what to do with that extra space. It becomes art centers or senior centers, and then they have to take it back. It's always a shifting conversation. But if I were planning, I would be planning for something in the medium, not for the lowest and not for the highest.
And there are ways when you have that plan, so you have slack resources, and then you can bring in buffer groups.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do workforce planning, you know that you need a core workforce.
Right.
But then when you get peak points,
then
bring in temporaries.
The temps. Yeah.
And that's how it works.
And I think that a lot of local governments don't think that way.
And the long term will let you take that point of view so that you can plan for it.
Yeah. So tell me about your personal life, Ross. You mentioned you had somebody who graduated in 2009. Son or daughter? Son?
Son. I have one son. He graduated in 2009. Now he's getting a PhD. He's studying human viruses.
Really?
Yes. He should be done in another year and a half.
Like infectious diseases? Things like that?
Yeah. It's
strictly research?
He wants to do academic research.
So maybe he'll win a Nobel Prize one day.
Well, we have someone on the, you'd say that.
Kalen, I know.
Michael Kalen, his brother.
His brother.
Yeah.
I spoke to Michael.
Michael told a story about how that has shaped his perception of what is critical to successful schools. Because his family moved to Fairfield, had small class sizes, and all of the siblings did very well.
I know.
That made him
three
committed.
Lawyers, a teacher, and a Nobel Prize winner. Not too bad, Ross.
Not too bad.
Pretty
not
good
too
parents
shabby.
Up in heaven saying, not wow.
And if you look at Michael's kids, they all went through the Wilton school systems, and
they all did well, too. He's a lovely guy. I know he's running.
And he has moved from the Republican side to the Democratic side because of vision.
Well, I had a pretty long interview with him right here at a Cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Last month, we had an interesting time getting to know his political philosophy. So Ross, and you're married? Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I'm married to someone who works for Save the Children. She's a writer.
Oh, yes.
So we always know where all the major catastrophes are in the
world. Oh, yeah. They moved out of Westport. Where are they now?
They did. They're now in Fairfield.
Okay.
They sold that building in Westport, and they're doing very well in
Fairfield.
They're
doing well. Do you know that I have been a automatic donor to Save the Children since 1986.
You couldn't give money to a better place.
I'm glad to know that, Ross.
Yeah.
It's $22 a month.
It's so remarkable.
I figure it's not going to change my life. Maybe it'll change somebody else's.
You probably have.
Who knows?
Numbers of people in very important ways. $22 goes really far.
Does it? That makes me feel good to
Milton,
know, Ross. Not in Wilton.
But in other places in the world, it really does.
That's funny. So you love this town.
Love this
what
town.
What part of town do you live
years.
In?
I'm behind the Outdoor Sports Center up on Grumman Hill
Road.
Oh,
yeah. That's
it's a great location.
Oh, sure.
It's our second house. We lived on Range Road.
Okay.
And now then we moved to...
Fawn something is up behind
Fawn,
there.
Fawn Ridge is further down.
Further down. Okay.
We're up by... we go towards Cranberry Park.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful there. Yeah, I was just
gorgeous.
There.
It's
just
gorgeous.
There on Sunday.
We're right. We have ASML at the bottom of. We have ASML at the bottom of our hill.
Oh, so you're the other. I understand where you are. Okay.
And so I really supported the change in Route 7 because we needed a good place for people to get in and out.
Thank you very much. So with this first selectman bid that you are making. If all three of you win, that will change the dynamic of the board, correct?
Yes.
And that would mean that Deb McFadden would replace Lynn Vanderslice.
Yes.
Is that right? So, and with respect to the other selectmen, do you see, if you're on the board, do you see things in a partisan way that, for example, that you'd always be voting to support Deb, no matter what the issue is?
So, I chair the Democratic Nominating Committee.
Okay.
We created this slate based on three criteria. Competence, commitment to the town, and ability to play well in the sandbox. They have to be collaborative.
All right.
So Wilton has a history of nonpartisan boards, and it is our intent to keep it that way.
Okay.
Because that's what's necessary for success of the town.
So after the election, the labels go away.
The labels go away.
Okay.
If you look at the fire commission, you can't tell who's Democrat, who's Republican.
Ross Tartell, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much
and
for today.
And good luck in November.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Lisa Wexler. You've been listening to A Cup of Joe. And this is our monthly broadcast we bring to you live from Orem's Diner. We have a great time getting to know all the local people. The municipal elections are far and away the most important ones to your life. I firmly believe that. The Planning and Zoning Commissions, the Board of Finance, and the First Selectmen and Selectmen Boards, they're the ones that make the decisions that really matter to you. So pay attention to these races. This has been produced by Shark Creative. It's been made possible by a variety of local sponsors. We urge you to support Wilton Chamber of Commerce. Good Morning Wilton, Georgetown Orthodontics with offices in Reading and Norwalk, Art and Builders, and our newest sponsor, Dagny's Real Estate Boutique of Fairfield County. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be back next month.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.